All right, let's go down to San Diego. It is Sunday morning. The bench coach of the Giants, Ron Wotus, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic today, Marty.
Boy, I'll tell you something. Damon just came in here, and I said to him, we know teams are in for the National League. You don't know who you're playing. And the American League, nobody's in yet. This is some end of a season.
It's really great for baseball. I mean, you have the three division leaders. Certainly, everybody got in there right away. But with the extra wild card, and as you mentioned, the American League, there's some great races going on. We'd like to know who we're playing, but, it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. So we've been scoreboard watching, and it's fun to watch all these regular seasons come to the end for these teams fighting to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, different for you than 2010, and you've been through this with the Giants for many years before the World Series in 2002 and other playoffs. And, you clinch 10 days ahead of time, and last time we went through this, it was the last day of the season, all the emotion of getting through that last day and watching the Padres and the Cubs go at it during the week, and, all of a sudden you had a shot to clinch on Friday and Saturday, you couldn't get it done, and finally did it on Sunday. Now we're kind of on cruise control. I don't know what to say. What's it like for you, the difference?
Well, it is a little bit odd, to be quite honest with you. I mean, last time we were in this position was 2003 when Felipe Alou was the manager, and we led the division from day one, start to finish. And I can't remember how many games that we played at the end were not meaningful, let's say. But it's a long time, and I think there was a stretch here when Dusty Baker was the manager, when we played 6 or 7 years and we played 3 or 4 meaningless games. That's we're always trying to win the division or the wild card, and there was very few games that were meaningful. So it's a little bit different. But it gives you a chance to line up your rotation, rest some guys, get some guys that might be in there, some at-bats. But I'm not sure I like it as much as I would prefer not to have such a long break if I had my choice.
Yeah, I'm with you, honestly. And, believe me, I've been doing this for not as long as you have, but I've been down the road with teams that have, fought to the very end and teams that had a big lead. And I'm with you because I think it's a challenge to you as a staff just to keep the momentum going. And baseball is one of those games where hitters want to be in a groove. I think it's a challenge for you.
Well, baseball is such a daily grind game. And, it's easy to say, and what we're trying to do, obviously, is play the game hard and play good baseball going in. But the mental side of the game is when you've gone through as many games as we have and meaningful games, it's human nature a little bit where the mind, takes a day here or there because, let's face it, it's not as important. Now, having said that, nobody's going through the motion by no means. I mean, these guys are getting after it in the dugout. They're working. They understand the importance of it. But, when you win on that last day or closer, it's a little easier to carry that momentum into the playoffs. But I will say this, Marty. You're still going to have 2 days off before we start the playoffs. And in baseball terms, 2 days off, you could be playing great and have a lot of momentum, and you take full days off, and that can change a team's momentum like that. I mean, 2 days in baseball, we said before, that's like a week's vacation. So it is what it is. We're going to have our guys hopefully healthy and the rotation lined up, and everybody ready to go for the playoffs.
Well, I always said, during the season, whenever you needed a boost, the Rockies showed up. It was like taking a medicine. It just got you going again offensively, whatever it was. I think tomorrow night, going into L.A., and L.A.'s going to be alive no matter what happens today. L.A. is not out of it going into tomorrow night. And Kane's got that look in his eye for me. See, when I saw Kane pitch this week, that to me was a pitcher who had the look in his eye. He was not going to let anything go for granted, and I like that. And he goes tomorrow night, and I think you got a shot to knock L.A. out. And if anyone knows, and look, you grew up in the East Coast, you know the stories. If the Giants have a shot to knock the Dodgers out, it's game on again.
No question. You know, you're exactly right. I'm glad that L.A. is still in it for that simple fact, and that place will be electric. You know, we're down here in San Diego, and let's face it, you know, we have more Giants fans in this ballpark most of the time than they do Padre fans. This has become San Francisco South down here, and it is a different atmosphere, and I'm really glad that we're going into L.A. Those are going to be three meaningful games for them. The place will be packed, and that's the type of environment we want to play in, and I know these guys are looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know what I mean when I say with Kane, though, when he pitched against Arizona, it looked like the perfect game look again in his eye. I like that look in the pitcher's eye. Now, Lincecum goes today. I would love to see that look in his eye and that intensity that I saw Kane bring the other night.
Sure. I mean, I think everybody would love to see him, you know, pitch an outstanding game and carry that confidence into the playoffs, because that's what you're looking at. Look, the guys that have been through this thing many times and are veteran guys, you know, they're going to be ready. They know what it's all about, and they're going to be ready. But every player on the field, I don't care who you are, you want to enter into the playoffs feeling good about your swing, the way you're throwing the ball, because it does boost your confidence. And you want that confidence in a playoff series.
You know, for Lincecum, the stats sometimes tell a story, but he really has had two distinctive seasons, that first half and the second half. What do you attribute that? I mean, you see the guy pitch in the second half, you see him pitch in the first half. What's the real difference with him?
Well, that's a tough question, Marty. I don't, you know, work with Timmy like the pitching guys. I watch him throw the games basically, and that's about it. And you know, that's tough to put my finger on. I think you said it. I think his delivery and confidence, those are two things that have wavered at times for him. And when he has his command and is throwing the ball where he wants to throw it, he feels good about himself, obviously. He gets people out, and that builds his confidence. And I think that's been an important thing for him, his confidence and obviously his delivery to have him pitch effectively.
You know, it's funny. I looked up some stats this morning. It said after 2-2, hitters hit 127 off him. So I said, all right, throw a bunch of pitches, get it to 2-2, and throw that crazy changeup, and you're all right.
Well, you know, that's not the way you draw it up. If it's going to work, we'll take it.
Yeah, really. Well, for me, the difference is he's not getting lit up with runners in scoring position. He's not letting a game get out of hand, and you guys are handling him perfectly. 5 1/3, 5 2/3, whenever that moment comes, you get him out of there.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I think early in the year, he had a tough time. Once things started going awry, he wasn't able to make the big pitch or limit the damage, and he's been a lot better at that in the second half, as you've stated.
All right, the roster, and I know there's a lot of debate back and forth on the roster. It is a five-game series. You need pitching, you know, because, starters get knocked out. You can chew up a bullpen. I heard you on Friday talking about this bullpen by committee and how different it is in a five-game playoff or during the season. I thought it was a great analysis. But extra players on the bench or extra pitchers, what's more important in a five-game series?
Well, in a perfect world, you know, my experiences have been whether, it's the 6 or 7 years we went to the playoffs in the minor leagues or all the playoff runs that we've had here in San Francisco. You know, I would prefer in a perfect world to have the extra player. You have off days in between in the series, and guys do get to rest. And that's the time of year that you want your best guys on the mound. You're anticipating close games, and you don't want to have lopsided games. And the problem is, if you do get some upside down games, and then you use up all the guys, your quality guys, in a blowout, it could put you in a bind. So having said all that, personal preference would go with 11 pitchers, but our team is unique, and I think the decision has not been made yet. But this is certainly a team that you can argue a case that you want to take 12 pitchers.
Yeah, I thought you had a great analysis, honestly, and you handled Gary Radnich very well. I want to commend you for that. And Larry Kruger, you did well on Friday.
Well, they like you a lot, Marty. He's always speaking highly of you.
I'm sure he is. Whatever he says, I'm just glad he says my name. Trust me, it's fine. I love Gary. I really do. But, you know, you brought up a good point about this and what you just alluded to, and I think the fans on Sunday morning should hear it as well. Bullpen by committee has been fabulous. You guys are second in the league in saves, only behind Cincinnati. It's been, I think, the story of 2012, along with Posey and what he has done. But in a playoff, as you said Friday, sometimes bullpen by committee could be tested for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to use multiple pitchers to get through, you know, maybe one or maybe even two innings. You know, there's been times when we use three or four pitchers to get through two innings. And, you know, I think the real key is if your starter doesn't get you deep into the game, you're going to have to leave somebody out there. You're not going to be able to play the matchup game as much. You know, Astle or Castillo or somebody will probably have to stay out there, which is fine because these guys can get both of them out. But I definitely don't see it as an advantage. Now, if you get a real quality started game and you go deep into the game, you know, you can play that matchup thing. But, you know, it's something that Boach and our relievers have done extremely well. It's not a disadvantage, but they were asking me if they thought it was an advantage. And, you know, I don't see it that way.
Yeah, no, very good. I hadn't thought of it that way, but it's a great insight that you give for us. All right. I've tried to warn the fans of what the five-game series is all about, and I say it's like the weather. It changes every minute. I just sit back and just see where it's going to go. You win two games, you think it's all over, and all of a sudden you lose a game, and now they say, we'll win the fourth game, and we're back. This thing, in my opinion, the five-game series is not over until you get the last out.
Yes. I mean, momentum in a playoff series changes from day to day. You really can't take a deep breath. You know, it's nice. It's definitely nice if you got off to a, you know, 2-0 start. I mean, you're feeling really good about your position. But as you said, it's not over till you get that last game. You know, on the reverse side of that, if you split at home and you go into their park and you win the next game, you're in the driver's seat. But look, we've all been through and all seen plenty of times just because you're up 2-1 doesn't mean the series is over. It really is a day-to-day thing. There's no time to take a deep breath and enjoy your position until you get the final out and the series is over.
Yeah, no, it goes back and forth. I think it's the most fascinating part of baseball for me. I must tell you that because for that very reason, it's a day-to-day procedure. And you win one game and you feel great. You're back in it. You're never out. So I'll say that again to everybody. All right, this is a good road team. Your road record, I think, made your season because you struggled at home and you went on the road and you did great and took advantage of it. You feel good about the fact that, you know, you may have to go on the road here to Cincinnati or Washington and wrap something up, and it's going to be a tough series. This is a decent road team. How do you feel about the road?
Well, yeah, you know, all the years that you're doing this, I mean, there's always a lot of conversation about it. And typically, you play better at home than you do on the road. And there's been years that our road record wasn't what it should be. And, you know, you have concerns when you go on the road. But this year, we've played good teams on the road, and we've played extremely well. So I think it's a plus for us. This team has won on the road. They like playing on the road. I mean, I really believe these guys like being together. And, you know, they're all business. They're in the cages now, swinging the bats and getting ready to play. So, no, I think it's an advantage. I think it works in your favor because it can be a bugaboo for teams that don't win on the road, and that hasn't been the case for us.
Yeah, no, sometimes I say to myself, oh, goodness, you know, they're going on the road. This is not going to be good. I don't feel like that about this team. I say you go on the road, I think you become a better ball club.
Well, these guys have swung the bat. I think are offensively on the road. You know, we're near the top of the league in a lot of categories, and that's a testament to the offense this year. They just keep the line moving. You know, we got runners on base. We've been getting them in, and you know, that's what you need to do to win. You need to get two out hits. You need to hit with men in scoring position, and we've been very good at it.
All right, it's going to be pretty exciting. As I said, boy, it's Sunday, and next Saturday, you know, we'll see you, of course, at the end of the week and workouts. And next Saturday at this time, or next Sunday at this time, we'll already have a game down already. And who knows who you'll play? I mean, Washington, Cincinnati, it's not a done deal yet.
No, it's not. And, you know, whoever it is, we do know this. It's going to be an outstanding team, and we're going to face good pitching. I think that's the one thing you keep in mind is, You're going to face, you know, some of the best pitchers in the game, and it's going to be a good series. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep watching them, you know, and see which team comes out in front, but they're both playing very well still.
All right, I'm going to give you, because you're the best, and I'm going to give you a good question to end it here. I said it last night on the show. Give me a surprise player for the Giants in this playoff coming up. And we know Posey's fabulous, and we know Kane's going to be the horse and all that stuff. But give me one guy that you think could be a surprise player and say, wow, that was a series that he had.
Well, geez, that is a tough question, Marty.
Oh, that's why you're the best. Come on, you know that.
Well, I'll have to tell you, you know, answering a question like this is kind of playing like playing Keno in Las Vegas.
Okay.
I mean, who the heck knows? We have I mean, many guys on the field here. Any one of them can rise to the occasion. And my experiences tell me, you know, that's the beauty of this thing. You have to play the game, and you'll see what guys do rise to the occasion and do something. And I'm hoping that surprise player is Pablo Sandoval. He gets locked in, and maybe he has a big offensive series for us, because we definitely can use it out of him.
All right. No, that's a good answer. And I said last night, Pence. I said, because with Dusty and Davey Johnson, look, they know the game. And if Pence is hitting behind Posey and gets it done, and there's no open base or an open base, and they're going to try to pitch around Posey, I think Pence is the guy for me. That's who I took.
Well, that's a good choice, because, you know, Buster is what an outstanding job he's done. This kid keeps getting even better at the plate, if you can imagine.
That's
that.
True.
Of course, he's fighting for the batting title, so he's focused as ever, and he's putting up at bats that are just outstanding. And you're right, it is a key, because Pence is protecting Buster, and if they're on the other side, you know, they know Buster Posey, and they're not going to want him to beat him. So that's a very good choice.
No, I think both of them are. I think the 3 and 5 spots are where it is. So very good answer, Will. And my last bit of advice, Buster Posey isn't Ted Williams. If he can win the title, sit him down. He doesn't have to go out and go 6 for 8 in the last doubleheader.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, well, you know, we all want him to win it, and he's in great position now, and I believe he has the day off today, and we'll see where it goes. We'll see over there in L.A. how it's looking.
All right, well, thank you so much. I know the audience just loves these Sunday morning conversations. You and I both get so many comments about it, and I can't thank you enough for being on all season long.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Marty. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, have a good day. I'll see you later in the week.
Okay, Mike.
All right. Ron Wotus, the bench coach of the Giants, right here on KMBR 680. 808 KMBR, more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.